Hello, Grounders. This is Evelyn from Groundersaurus with the Grounders podcast. If you are just tuning in for the first time, Groundersaurus is a website that is solely dedicated on the CW series The 100. When you visit Groundersaurus.com, you will find the latest news, photos, articles, and other awesome stuff related to the show. You can also follow Groundersaurus on Twitter and Facebook at Groundersaurus and at Instagram at Groundersaurus hashtag source. That is Grounders hashtag source. Sorry about that. But you do have to use the hyphen in there. In podcast episode 11, I will be discussing Unity Days 2017. Unity Days was a three-day convention that happened January 13th through the 15th in Vancouver, Canada, where fans from all around the globe came to celebrate the 100. The cast were also in the shared presence and were as friendly and were as lovely and amazing as ever. God bless them. For me, the weekend was one of the best of my life, as it was a journey of positive self-discovery and healing. In fact, the whole vibe for the entire time was positivity. I don't believe that there was a bad moment at the convention. And if there was, I didn't see it. I was a little surprised just how friendly and down-to-earth the cast are. Usually, when you are a celebrity or well-known, you have to project a certain persona. However, there was zero projection, and that was a thing I developed growing up. And they were very genuine. I'm having a fangirl moment here. Hold on. I am not over how Bob and Morley just ran up and hugged me like it was the greatest thing in the world. Yes, I am fangirling a little, still am. I was just trying to snap photos with my phone, and he just did it. And I was like, what? I was a little blown away because it was very unexpected and random, but it also made my heart melt. That it did. There were other moments where we interacted, but I will just leave it at that. As the weekend progressed, I became more and more open and free. What I mean by this is when you have a disability, I'm not ashamed of it. I just have to be more cautious of it. But I'm definitely not ashamed of it. You constantly get shit, pardon my French, from your school peers and sometimes out in public. And it's hard to be free. Hard to be open and hard to be heard sometimes. So this was a rarity for me. I have been out of school for almost 14 years, not including college, but there are still the emotional scars. So for me, to express the feeling of freedom and being open is a blessing. It was an incredible weight lifted off my shoulders. You just have to do what you want to do, and not give a damn, again, pardon my French, what others think. I am not just speaking for the disabled community, but for all walks of life. Additionally, we have two female characters with disability and challenges on the 100 who are strong, capable, intelligent, and beautiful, and are loved and accepted by their people. They are not judged for the challenges, so why should anyone else be? For any natural characteristic or preference. Everyone Cast and attendees included were just these radiant beams of light, and I think that this was something that everyone needed. With all the negativity in our world today, and you know who in the White House, dare I not say his name because he does not deserve it. And every day I find another reason to hate him. And with our Hannah as a guardian angel, and with a healing in an accepting place, and with a high amount of love, support, and energy from everyone, it was very, very therapeutic. Yet, if you knew me, I don't define people by race, disability, orientation, nationality, religion, appearance, or whatever. I go by the heart, mind, and soul of the person. I have met so many wonderful humans. By the way, thank you for the social media recognition. I was not expecting that. Highly appreciative. That it felt like a world of his own, a good measure. The kind of world that we should have in reality. Maybe someday we will. But at the same time, we can sculpt our future the way we want and help those who are having difficulties and just try to lift them up. Another optimistic influence was the Cancer Gets Lost silent auction hosted by the very lovely Joe Garfine on Friday night with the cocktail party. By the way, Sacha, Jessica, and Chelsea, and Katie all popped in for an appearance, and it was awesome. Awesome, I tell you. $4,600 in U.S. money, because this was in Canada, but it was going by U.S. monetary, was raised by the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And that is phenomenal beyond words. It was a true channeling of the fandom doing the greater good. And that is something we can all be inspired by. I, myself, will be auctioning off a sign, the 100 book, in the upcoming weeks to fundraise for the Special Olympics. The book is signed by Eliza Taylor, Bob Morley, Sachin Sahil, Richard Harmon, Katie Stewart, Chelsea. There could be more. I don't have it on me, so I have to tell you later on. They all signed it. So if you could not attend Unity Days, this will be the perfect thing for you. I am hoping that lots of money will be made through the auction, so that the participants of the Special Olympics can continue achieving their dreams, goals, and ambitions, because we all have those, and they are all important to achieve. If you cannot make a bid, just sharing the auction will be just as appreciative and gracious. Information regarding the Grounded Source auction will be up on the website and social media platforms as soon as it's set up. Unity Days was such an uplifting experience, and I was more than glad to be connected with it. Glad is very monotone. So for a better word, I was more than euphoric. I was beyond the moon and stars, so to speak. And I hope you were all too, if you attended. I cannot wait for next year. A very special thank you for Leanne Los Santos and Mia Bannerman for putting such an incredible and uniting event together. It was perfection. It really was the time of my life, and we, the fans, are still discussing this glory. Fascinating on how such a little television show can bring humans together. We are all united forever by Unity Days, and may we continue the positive impact that it holds forever in our hearts. This wraps up this episode of Grounders Podcast, and be on the lookout for future ones. I just might be recording a few during the airing of Season 4. Who knows? I might get used to this. Then, be sure to tune in to The 100 on Wednesday nights on the CW. February 1st, tomorrow will be the Season 4 premiere with the episode Echoes. It is also Tazia Talley's birthday, who plays Echo on the show. So be sure to wish her a happy birthday on Twitter at Tazia Talley's. Such a sweetheart. And so beautiful in person. Oh my god. Couldn't believe. Follow Groundersource on Facebook and Twitter at Groundersource. And check out all the cool stuff on Groundersource.com, your number one site for the hit show The 100. May we meet again.